Today, we dive into Leech Lake. Figuratively, of course. We will hear from an excellent angler and guide from Leisure Outdoor Adventures. Jeff Anderson talks Leech Lake walleyes and muskies next.
I won't ever understand why shorties be mad when all I wanna do is stick my toes in the sand. There's nothing wrong with champagne, dancing and such, but the nightlife in the city don't impress me much. F-I-S-H-I-I-N, fishing. F-I-S-H-I-I-N, fishing. I don't feel right in the club, I'd rather be out, sitting in my 14-footer catching some trout. The fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm F-I-S-H-I-I-N, Paul Bunyan country.
Great to have him back on the show. It's been a while. Jeff Anderson, a Bemidji native who now lives in the Brainerd area, works for Leisure Outdoor Adventures as a Leech Lake area guide in walleyes and muskies. Hey, Jeff, welcome back to the show. Great to have you.
Hey, Kev. Great to be on. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Obviously, summer's here. People are fishing now. So it was pretty boring during the shutdown. It's good to be able to talk some fishing.
Sure is. And it's even better to be able to, you know, have our clients in our boats and spend some time out on the water.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jeff, for those who, you know, we've kind of expanded the show in the last few years, making it podcastable, and we've got a lot of listeners all over the upper Midwest now that maybe didn't listen back in the day. So let's talk a little bit about your history and what got you into fishing and how you've made it to where you are now. I'm assuming fishing was something, being a Bemidji guy, you probably did from your earliest memories.
Oh man, it's been a journey, that is for sure. I've been so blessed, and you know, I started working at Blue Water Bait and Sports as a young 15-year-old, you know, on the south side of Bemidji there, and owner Tim Falk and manager Keith Dahl were great mentors for me as a young angler, and you know, I learned how to sell a fishing jig and bag a spot-tail shiners pretty fast in those young years. And you know, I always had a passion for catching fish, and I had a dad that took me fishing, and Kev, I thought it would be a fun idea to start taking people fishing, you know, that would stop into the bait store. And you know, and as I turned, you know, from 15 to 16, I'd be able to bring my small little boat and take people fishing. I started by asking them to help pay for gas, and then it kind of just, you know, grew from there. I started tournament fishing at a young age as well, and I was blessed to be able to win one of the largest muskie tournaments in the history of muskie fishing, and I learned how to become really valuable to the fishing companies, you know, and as a promotional angler out in the field, and learned how to take, you know, photographs and write fishing articles and tell the company stories and show their success. And I've really been blessed to be able to grow that into a guide service. And my partner, Toby Cavalli-Vog, who is also a Bemidji native. We started Leisure Outdoor Adventures. I think it's been 10 years now, Kev. And, with another partner, Steve Olson. And, you know, we've been on Leech Lake, but I think we have nine, full-time fishing guides with us, and we go from Winnebagoche to Lake Bemidji to Mille Lacs to Gull Lake and Brainerd here. And so we have just an amazing group of anglers that share the same passion for fishing, yet we're all different. There's one trait that we all have, is the competitiveness amongst us all, which is kind of fun, but it's been a fun journey. And, you know, with the photography and video side of things, we started a company called Raw Fish Creative Group, and to help support our fishing endeavors and become valuable to our fishing clients. Now we make commercials for some of the largest fishing companies in the industry, and it's like I said, it's been a fun journey.
Boy, it sounds like it. And you know, I think one of the things that sets Leisure Outdoor Adventures apart is that that marketing savvy. You know, you got the YouTube series, you do a lot of great promotional stuff, and so a lot of your skills and a lot of your talents are definitely the fingerprints are on Leisure Outdoor Adventures.
Well, I got to give all the credit to our guys, you know, and the passion that they all have. We truly have an amazing team that they work so hard. And as a fishing guide, it is a rewarding yet very challenging job. You know, it's not just an 8-hour day on the water. It's rigging rods till 10:30 at night and getting up at, you know, 4:45 in the morning to get the boat and bait and gas ready for your next trip. And it's, for the first month, it's usually pretty fun, but then it gets to be long. But I always tell our guys to remind themselves that every time they launch that boat, it's very special for that client. And that's what keeps our guys going. It's just a passion for fishing.
Absolutely. And what is it? I mean, in your mind, what is it that is so alluring about fishing?
Oh, I had a tackle company called Big Two Tackle Company, and, you know, it was over 15 years that I talked about this quote where I say, love the chase, Kevin. And what I mean by love the chase, really, it's everybody wants to catch the fish, and I've always talked about this. Everybody loves to have the fish in the net or hold the biggest trophy up or whatever it may be, but when you truly love the process of fishing, and the unknown and going out and chasing these fish, the success really comes really easy. And so love the chase has really been a staple for me for my entire career is rigging the rods in the garage and then going out in an unknown day with all the unknown challenges that you're going to be presented with. Maybe it's a huge northwesterly wind and you had this big giant pot of fish that you could have caught on the southeast of the lake, but now you got to adapt and you got to go fishing, and then all of a sudden all those decisions that you make on the water really dictate whether you're going to be successful or not. And when you have that success, it is so fun to share those memories. And as a fishing guide, to see and share that knowledge, not necessarily all about products or catching it's the process of teaching people, okay, this is what we're going to do today. And you go through that little checklist and then all of a sudden something clicks and you catch a big fish or you get on a big school of fish and you're catching them left and right. And just to see the smiles in the boat, that's really what makes being a fishing guide special.
So how's the fishing been on Leech Lake? We'll find out next. Jeff Anderson of Leisure Outdoor Adventures, my guest. This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Jeff Anderson of Leisure Outdoor Adventures, my guest today. We're talking Leech Lake. Well, let's talk about what's going on out on the water. How's the walleye bite been over there lately?
It's been really good. You know, actually, from opener on, you know, opener was very cold. And now we're in our warm water periods, which means we have mayfly hatches. And typically during the mayfly hatch, the bite is pretty good. It's usually post mayfly hatch that it gets challenging because these fish go on this big, big feeding frenzy. So pulling a spinner, or a night crawler on a rig, or a leech has really been the best presentation. We can also fish very aggressively with like a jig and a plastic in cabbage, or a slip bobber and a leech is also very effective this time of year, or pulling a crankbait, you know, or pitching a jig and wrap. That is really the great thing about leeches. It is a diverse fishery. And if you're an angler that likes to catch them in multiple different ways or one certain way, you can usually find a way to catch those fish out there.
What has been the most successful way you've seen lately?
Pulling spinners, just covering lots and lots of water. You know, usually during bug hatches, the fish kind of spread out over, you know, deeper water, over the mud or sand or rock transition, gravel transitions. And simply just covering water, pulling a nightcrawler and a spinner is one of the most powerful ways. You just simply contact more fish throughout the day. And the more fish you contact, the more chance you have at catching them.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about muskie. How's that going so far this year?
Well, muskie fishing is I've learned through my many years of fishing these things that it's this time of year where the water temperatures start to spike. You got that warm solar sun beating down, and you're going to get a huge water spike. That's going to bring those fish back up shallow. And so muskie fishing hasn't been great yet. There's been a lot of deep fish out over the deep water, but we are very, very close when those fish are going to make a big push shallow. And I would be looking for green cabbage, fresh weed growth, and that's where you're going to contact your most aggressive fish. Although I've seen some pictures of some really, really big ones. My friend Brian Truax just caught a really big one, and I got a photo of that one. So you can't catch them sitting on the couch, but this is going to be the time, the next week or so, where the muskie fishing is really, really going to pick up.
Oh, muskie fishing is something that you either love or you don't. How did you get into muskie fishing?
Well, it is definitely a love-hate relationship, that is for sure. And I have to remind myself that my favorite quote, love to chase. And I got into muskie fishing while working at Blue Water Bait. Al Kendall with Can Catch Tackle was somebody who came into that bait shop on a regular basis. And, you know, Al and Mark Wendell is another bait maker. Were both mentors to me, and I was able to fish with both those gentlemen, both pioneers in the muskie fishing world. And those gentlemen taught me how to catch them, and it's just I've grown that passion from them.
Okay. It is a different kind of fishing, indeed. Walleyes, we're looking for schools. Muskies, you're looking more for individual fish.
Well, you know, that's the way we used to think, you know, way back when. But the reality is that muskies are schooling fish as well. The schools just aren't as big as they are. They do feed as a team. Where we've seen it many times, where in tournaments where we catch a fish and we turn right back around and we catch another fish on that same exact spot instantly. And so it's usually about the windows that open up, and you know, when they are very active, the largest fish will usually own the prime spot on the spot, and then the smaller fish will, you know, be off onto those secondary spots. Now, when they're not super active, you'll actually find the biggest fish on the spot kind of away from the prime spot, which is it's a unique situation with the muskie. But yes, that was always the theory, is that muskies were all by themselves, but that's not the case. And how I learned that, Kev, is I used to go up and study the structure with my eyes, and I would learn how every rock was laid out, and I would learn how every little cabbage stalk was grown. And then I would see these packs of muskies swimming together. And what we used to do is we'd catch a fish and then we would leave. And now what we had figured out, you know, whether this was 15 years ago or so, we would figure out once we caught one fish, we could turn around and usually there was another one there, or even a third one. And I see that on Lake of the Woods, and I see that on Leech Lake. You know, when that window opens up, you usually have contacts with multiple fish.
Okay. Muskies, they call them the fish of 10,000 casts. Is that accurate?
Well, it can be. yes, there are times where it's a challenge, and that's what makes it so great. I had a friend who said that he caught a near 50 pounder on Mille Lacs Lake, and this was many years ago, and we were at a tournament, and he goes, "Wow, the fight was only 20 seconds. We hooked it and it went right in the net." And I said, "The fight didn't start when the fish bit. The fight started the week before, when you were fishing every single morning and every single night to try to catch that fish. And it wasn't when it started, when it bit. It was the fight was the fishing and the long struggle that led up to that bite." And that actually made sense to him. And so that is musky fishing. You got to be ready and prepared mentally. When people call me to go on a muskie fishing trip, I usually say, "Are you sure you really want to go on a muskie fishing trip? Because this is how it is usually." And there are times where we go out and we catch a 50-incher the first 10 minutes in the morning. But there's most times, I would say the majority of the time, it's a long process. But then when you do actually have that success, it is so rewarding.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. I'm Kev Jackson, reminding you to get registered for the first ever Lucan's Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament, also sponsored by Coca-Cola of Bemidji. Unique tournament, perfect tourney for a COVID-19 world. All you need to do is download the Fish Donkey app, find the United Way Tournament, and get registered. With one $200 fee for your two-person team, you're basically in two tournaments, a bass tournament and a walleye tournament. And yes, you can win both. First place in each division is $3,000 based on 100 boats, and you can fish any lake in Beltrami, Clearwater, and Hubbard counties, and you have 3 days to fish from 7 a.m. Friday, July 24th through 2 o'clock Sunday. It's catch, photo, and release, and the Fish Donkey app does all the work. You get more details at UnitedWayBemidji.org or download the Fish Donkey app. Great cause. I think it's going to be a great tournament. The Lucan's Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament, also sponsored by Coca-Cola and Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, as well as Naylor's and First National Bank Bemidji. Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Jeff Anderson of Leisure Outdoor Adventures, outstanding muskie and walleye guide on Leech Lake, my guest. And Jeff, the muskie population on Leech is very, very strong, and right now you seem to have a lot of good 50-plus inch fish in there as well. It's really an amazing fishery.
It is an amazing fishery. You know, there's giant crappies, there's huge bluegills, there's great walleye fishing, there's great eel pout, dogfish. I mean, every species, freshwater species, it is really good, and the muskie fishing as well is very good. You have a good group of smaller fish, all the way up to that 50 inch class, and it's a lake that gets fished very hard, but it's and for good reason though, because there is a great population of muskies in there.
When we're talking muskie fishing, you know, used to be I'd always hear, well, nothing's going to happen until after the 4th of July. That's not really the case anymore. I hear from opener on, I hear good muskie reports. Are we getting that much smarter?
I think so, yes, with, you know, like I was talking about, the fish being out over that open water, they're a little bit more of a challenge to catch, you know, where our trolling capabilities have gotten more efficient, our side imaging, like with our hummingbird side imaging, we can see those fish out over the open water, so we can target them much better. We are definitely much better anglers than we've ever been, just because the amount of information that we can gather in such a short amount of time. And so yes, we are much better anglers. I still favor the warm water period where we have a big push shallow. I'm not much of a troller, so I enjoy the early season walleye fishing, and I take full advantage of that. And then once we get to our warm water periods, I enjoy targeting them when they're up in that shallow water and feeding. And another thing that comes with warm water is the muskie's metabolism goes up, so they have to feed more often. So we have more feeding windows throughout the day than that cold water period.
One of the things we've heard a lot on a lot of lakes is aquatic invasive species. There's certainly some in Leech Lake. Have you noticed any changes to the lake over the last several years?
Oh, well, we have, you know, and it's only starting on Leech. You know, the water clarity is getting more and more clear, and that's going to make it more of a challenge. And I can only speak from experience, like on Cass Lake, which was one of my favorite lakes to fish muskies on and walleyes on. But I cut my teeth on Cass and Bemidji and those other lakes. But Cass really turned clean, and it makes it fishing tough. During with a super clean water, it makes weed growth way deeper, and it makes fish more spooky, and fish like to eat more at night, you know. And so we've seen that a little bit on Leech. There's the water has cleaned up just a little bit, not a lot, and we've seen some deeper weed growth than we've ever had, and we've seen a push of walleyes that have pushed deeper, faster in the spring, where they usually stay a little bit shallower for a longer period of time. But we have seen it have a small effect, not a huge one like Cass Lake right now. But we're hoping that it doesn't get to that point.
Right, and you know, it's not that the fish disappear. Populations are as healthy as ever in these lakes. It just changes the way they bite and when they bite, and it can be a very tough adjustment until you figure it all out.
Well, it can. I mean, we've been fishing certain ways for so long, and especially with musky fishing, you only get so much sampling, you know, to make those changes for success. So we, as humans, it's natural to go back to and stick with what we've always been successful, you know, and so changing is a challenge. It makes it quite simply a bigger challenge for us as anglers.
Well, if we were going to go out fishing and leech or really any lake this weekend, let's start with walleyes. What should we be bringing with us, and where should we be hanging out?
You know, on Leech Lake, I would focus in on those main lake rocks that are wind blown. I'd have a spinner with a nice night crawler rigged up, and if I find a bigger school of fish, and if the wind picks up, I would maybe have a slip bobber rod rigged up, ready to pitch up in those shallow rocks on spot lock. But I'm definitely going to have a big box of night crawlers, and I'm going to be ready to pull those spinners along those rock edges.
And what about muskies? What should we be doing right now?
Well, I would definitely be, if it's flat, calm, and sunny, I would definitely go look and see if you see any fish up shallow. I've done that for many years, but if you can't see any fish shallow, I would obviously key in on those early morning time frames, you know, early morning and sunset. And I would be, you know, throwing a bucktail, which is one of my favorite baits to throw. I'd be looking for fresh green cabbage growth. I'd be utilizing my side imaging adjacent to those, you know, cabbage areas out over open water if I'm not contacting any fish shallow. But I, you know, we have full moon coming up on July 4th, actually, and that is going to be a prime time to really, really catch those muskies casting. So I definitely spend a lot of time doing my homework, being prepared for when those fish move shallow, and that is mapping out every single little cabbage stock and knowing exactly where that cast is landing, because those muskies are going to be sitting right in that fresh green cabbage.
Okay. And do you have any spots available if somebody wants to use your fine services?
Well, that's the great thing about Leisure Outdoors is we have lots of great anglers that work for us and work with us, and we have a great network of guys, and we actually have our Lund Ultimate Fishing Camp coming up this weekend, which is a fabulous event. So I'm going to be busy doing that, but we can always find a great fishing guide available for somebody to go fishing with.
How's the best? What's the best way to get set up?
You can either go to leisureoutdooradventures.com or you can call 855-LOA-HOOK.
All right, Jeff Anderson from Leisure Outdoor Adventures, outstanding guide for walleyes and muskies on Leech Lake, and just a great guy all around. It was great to have you back on the show, Jeff. Thanks for taking the time, and have a great day.
Kevin, thank you.
Now we're going fishing. Bye-bye, Yan Country.